Welcome, Interbet Podcast for the Wednesday meeting at Kenilworth, 12th of August. Let's dress off 13:07. Over 1,000 metres, main plate for fillies and mares, Peach Cobbler against Viridian Ruby, drawn towards the inside, which has proved the place to be. Those are the most likely contenders. Nadia Narina was backed on debut 119 days ago, but was a bit naughty beforehand and slow out. Can improve on that. Senorita Lolita from the Inform Woodruff Yard has run two decent races and should also be in contention. So 1, 2, 7, and 10 in the first leg of your bipot. Second race, 1,200 meters, maiden plate. There's really not much to go on here. Leticia, with a speed figure in the mid-70s, and Royal Clinton have got some form of those that have run. There are a number of well-bred firsters in the race, so a market watch is advised before committing. Race 3 is over 1,200 meters, a maiden plate, and again, you need to check out the debutants in the parade ring, on the canter past, and follow those trading volumes on the Interbet exchange. To illustrate, there's a grey Futura colt here, Rain in France, who is related to It's Raining William and Rain in Holland. Comments are quite positive from Snaith Racing that this is a smart colt, and so he could be the solution in race 3. Of those that have experience, 4th of July finished off nicely behind Rachetu. He should go well. That's Greg Enyon with Gareth Wright riding. Just a little bit of a query about draw 12 down the sprint course. And others to factor in would be horses 8, 10, and 4, Saratoga Sunrise, Bullet Tooth Tony, and 4 is Blackbird, who's got a speed pedigree and may do better after a bit of a break. Race 4 is a maiden plate over 1,600 meters. There's more form to go on here. Xanthan Maurice ran well behind It's Good, It's Nice as an older gelding with a low draw and a good recent run behind him. Goes into all main tickets. Catch Me is on the upgrade, exits some key races. I think running 5 lengths back to Witch Hazel and Like Dynamite is not too shabby in the context of this race. Captain's Angel didn't shape in the Langerman. In fact, the horse that ran Stone last, It's Good, It's Nice, actually came out and won subsequently. So Captain's Angel is also one to include. So 2, 7, and 5 would be my shortlist. You could make a case, perhaps, for Fractal. Waterfront might be able to get into the lower slots of Triars and Quartets. And Warrior of Destiny, the likely pacemaker, is a bit shy on the figures, but nevertheless should give a good sight racing handy from that low draw. Fifth race, class 4, fillies and mares, 1,200 meters. This one is tough. 4, 2, 6, and 7 is my shortlist. Cliffscape, who won well last time, trained by Candace Bass, the choice of Aldo Domeyer. Stable companion, the mare Oktoberfest, landed a touch for us last time when winning a good race. That was in class 5 level. It hasn't been penalized much. And if you go back to its form in November and January, run well in these class 4 races. So I think Candace Bass has got a strong hand. I've just mentioned those two, but what about Sing Forevermore, who won well last time when heavily supported and carries a lightweight and is drawn low? So maybe that one also needs to go in. Star World, you can make a case for. Raffish Trend is almost certain to go well for the Adam Marcus yard. Those would be the main contenders. Black Erica, the late-running Maritzburg Memory, might be able to sneak into the lower slots. Could try and get through your exotics with Cliffscape, Oktoberfest, Star World, and Raffish Trend. A six middle stakes over 1200 meters. Obshade Out has done us proud at the recent starts and was very impressive the way he flashed through a very swift closing sectional to run down Churchillian, nearly a second faster than that rival over the final 400. So Obshade Out does now step up in class, drawn 9 out of 9, will need a bit of luck weaving through Adam Marcus, Keegan DeMello. They know what they're doing. I think Obshade Out will prove his worth as a potentially very, very smart sprinter. So he gets the nod. The dangers are Justin Sneth's Pump It Up and Unbeldi. Pump It Up, that was a really good run over a mile to Jet Force in April, and not too shabby behind Cafe Culture, and then a really good run to Gold Jaboski. That was 2 months ago. Now cuts back in trip, has been gelded in the interim, and is highly respected. Unbeldi, your pace factor, went all the way under JP van der Merwe last time and will try and repeat. Churchillian, I see the blinkers come off, which is interesting. Race 7, 1400 meters, a B stakes. Witch Hazel, I'm going to propose, is one of the better bets on the card. Very impressive since moving down to the Cape. Good figure last time. Has an assertive running style. Should get the run of the race. There's plenty of speed signed on here. Menta Manu usually goes fairly handy. Three Tigers has gone up front in the past. It is my time as a confirmed front runner. And absolutely, yes, can be a bit of a tearaway, showing lots of energy on the front end. So it should set up a stalking trip for Witch Hazel. On the figures, he may prove that he's up to this rise in class. The main dangers, as I see it, absolutely yes. Proven class, having run in some stronger races, 3 from 3 on wet ground. Final race, class 4 over 1600 meters. You can make a plausible case for most of them. I'm going with Clark Griswold, who is in good form, powerful turn of foot. Look, he does go up now the weights, and he's drawn a bit wide, so that is of concern. Dangers include Captain's Alliance, Bonelli, Cedar Point, Rock and Rolling should get a good trip. And for very much wider perms and single race exotics, Diamond Rock, Ignite the Fire, Caesar's Ransom, Groove Jet, and perhaps even Bombers in the Sky. That's the preview from Mark van Deventer for the Interbet followers ahead of the meeting at Kenilworth. All the best. Play well. Hopefully you can turn a tidy profit.